I have no doubt that you are doing your best to try to fulfill economic, social and cultural rights and the covenant. And I particularly appreciate you that you have the vision of 10-year plan at a time. Many others are even reluctant to have 5-year plan. But I cannot help saying it, that every time I meet brothers and sisters from Africa, I cannot help feeling that this is the richest land in the world with the poorest population in the world. And I think here a dialogue has to lead to identifying the crux of the problem. I don't think a fragmentary approach would help anything at all. 2 points. One is the historical factor. You cannot isolate anything from the historical factor. You have over a century, full century, since Livingstone set foot where you are, and there started a century of exploitation, colonization, even slavery, discrimination, countries getting rich at the expense of others. True, you have been independent since 60 years. But the bad heritage of a century impinges on the 60 years. We cannot deny that. We have to admit it. So this is a dimension which has to be taken into consideration, in my opinion, whenever one evaluates the performance of state party. What is unique in the case of a state party is important to identify. Second thing, the question of resources. In the Covenant in Article 2, the famous word coined every time, to the maximum available of its resources. We can easily say what is the maximum. We can easily identify what is meant by resources. But what is available? That's the real question. And when you look at the population of the country, in terms of the resources, you don't lack resources. In fact, you have good resources. They could even be sufficient for the population. But how you make them available for the needs of the population in such a way to fulfill economic, social, and cultural rights as they are in the covenant? I think this is the important question. My impression here, take for example the flood. The devastating flood, incredibly devastating, with all the consequences that happened. Of course, that, in my opinion, entitles a state party to invoke, was that, I think, article, when there's factors impeding the implementation of the covenant, there's mentioned somewhere in the covenant. I don't recall which article exactly. My memory fails me on that. But I think it's paragraph 2 of a certain article. This could be invoked, but this is not the issue, to invoke it or not. The issue is that when such a flood happens, with devastating effect to such an incredible extent, that means that the country lacks essential infrastructure. And you cannot fulfill economic, social, and cultural rights without sufficient infrastructure, because this is the most costly of all human rights, indeed. That's why there's this provision to the maximum available of resources in the covenant. And my idea for that, thanks to the World Bank for all the help it's giving, thanks to the IMF, if you want to thank him, them for that, thanks to all the donors. But I don't think that all these will really create the infrastructure needed. I believe that a developing state party, and underline developing here, has to find in its own, through its integrated policies and approaches, the way to make its good resources, rich resources, available to fulfill the rights. I think this is the crux of the problem. And this, of course, merely a reflection to share with the esteemed delegation, and thank you very much. Of course, there are sometimes shortages here and there in performance, in fulfillment. There are some aspects lacking here and there. But of course, this does not limit the search for a correct and sound appraisal of the nature of the problem. Thank you, delegation.
Thank you, Mr. Abdelmounaim. As I still have two requests for the floor on my list and our time is up, I think that what I can do is just to ask the next two speakers.